From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The House Intelligence Committee has canceled all meetings this week as its chairman, Devin Nunes, rejects Democratic calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. "Why would I do that?" Nunes told reporters Tuesday, a day after his colleague, ranking Democrat committee member Representative Adam Schiff, released a statement calling for Nunes to step down. Nunes' spokesman said the congressman met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Donald Trump was caught up in incidental surveillance. White House officials say President Trump will sign executive orders Tuesday that would effectively dismantle Obama-era environmental regulations, rekindling the debate about how human activity affects the Earth's climate. A senior White House official told reporters late Monday that Trump believes he can balance twin goals of protecting the environment while also promoting energy production in the U.S. Trump is directing federal agencies to identify rules the administration says impede domestic energy production as a first step in a six-month process to create a blueprint for the administration's future energy policy. Bertrand Piccard, the co-pilot of the sun-powered Solar Impulse airplane that circled the globe in 2015 and 2016, says taking care of the planet should also make business sense.
Today, the solutions are profitable. They create jobs, they make profit, they sustain growth, and at the same time, they protect the environment. So if you want to make America great again, you need to use clean technologies.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief is calling on Iraq's military and a U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul, warning that they should not fall into what he called the militants' trap of endangering civilians. Zayed Raad al-Hussein issued a statement Tuesday. The UN says at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. It attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for western Mosul, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. Mark Milley is the U.S. Army Chief of Staff.
We don't know with certainty what caused the explosion. There were coalition airstrikes in the vicinity of that day and previous days, but we don't know with certainty whether a coalition strike caused those civilian casualties or not.
The deadliest single incident happened on March 17th. South African anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Kathrada, who spent 18 years imprisoned alongside Nelson Mandela, has died at the age of 87. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Ahmed Kathrada was a child when he launched what would become a lifelong quest for equal rights in his native South Africa. As a boy of 12, he joined the nation's Young Communist League, which opposed the racist apartheid government. At 17, he was arrested for his resistance to laws that discriminated against South Africans of Indian origin. And in 1964, he and six others stood in the dock alongside anti-apartheid icons Nelson Mandela and Walter Sisulu.
I'm Sarah Williams in Washington. China is calling on France to protect its citizens in Paris after a police killing of a Chinese father of four children sparked violent protests. China's foreign ministry says it filed an official complaint over the events and urged France to guarantee the safety and legal rights and interests of Chinese citizens in France. The ministry said Tuesday the father was killed by a plainclothes policeman. French authorities said the officer shot the man in self-defense during a raid because the victim allegedly wounded an officer with a bladed weapon. Authorities said 35 people were arrested after demonstrators from the Asian community gathered Monday outside a northeastern Paris police station. South Korean officials say salvage crews have found a body that may be one of the missing victims of a 2014 ferry disaster that killed more than 300 people.
That's the latest world news from VOA.